like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
And it's bad, bad, bad
Leroy Brown.
That's Jim Croce singing about the south side of Chicago's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Well, I'm originally from the north side of Chicago, and I was a bad, bad friendly neighborhood radio talk show host earlier in the program on this April Fool's Day. The great Tom Carco was doing the news and reporting the weather. And then this happened.
Right now, cloudy in Kenosha, 40 degrees, also 40 in Burlington. Milwaukee's at 41, Racine's at 41. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
You see what just came over the wires?
No, my screen's been full.
Ohio Governor John Kasich has dropped out of the presidential race and has endorsed Ted Cruz.
Wow.
And Cruz is going to name him Kasich as his vice presidential running mate.
There had been rumors about that out there. So it's been interesting watching the fact that Kasich kept going, even though he was, you know, finishing well behind. He kept in the race and kept all the information that he was putting out on the issues, staying away from the other stuff as much as he could. So it's interesting that it comes out now.
Tommy.
That's the only way they can win, baby.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
April Fools.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did good.
Yeah.
I even fooled the great Tom Carco.
Because it didn't show up on my screen.
And also because...
And you better say that throughout your show,
see,
by the way.
This was the bone I had to pick with the Burlington Liars Club. A good lie or a good April Fool's joke, in my humble opinion, has got to be plausible. And as you just described, that scenario is absolutely plausible.
It still is.
Totally.
Truly, it still is. if that's what they think will be the way to victory in the fall.
Well, so. They're saying, a lot of the commentators are saying that Kasich is now literally just running for vice president.
Yeah.
I mean, he has no mathematical way of getting to 12-7.
Right, but he's certainly going to be a factor at the convention.
No doubt.
So... But again, with the Burlington Liars Club thing, they mentioned tall tales.
Maybe
they should focus in on the tall tale aspect just to please you.
TK, it's my bit. Run with it, will you?
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. All right. So that was my April Fool's joke on the great Tom Carco. See, I love a good prank. But I think that first of all, they can't really hurt anybody. This comes from... my old camp days in Eagle River. You do a good prank, it doesn't hurt anybody. Like Ellen DeGeneres loves scaring the hell out of people. She just loves that. That could hurt somebody. Somebody could have a heart attack. But she does it, and I guess people like it. But I like a prank that doesn't really, obviously it'll embarrass somebody. We had a guy that was a counselor, and then he becomes one of our assistant directors at Camp Menominee in Eagle River. And he was one of the great pranksters of all time. His name is Bob Bender. And Bender was always pulling incredible pranks. Like one time, a counselor was so sound asleep that he had the entire staff move the counselor on his bed in the middle of the lake on the raft that was floating on Sand Lake in Eagle River. Now that was potentially dangerous, but they had somebody there in case the guy woke up, which of course eventually he did, to find himself sleeping in the middle of Sand Lake. So one of the classic pranks is you have a deserted camp with a bunch of whipped cream on it. And you get, now, I mean, this is like as old school as it gets. And you convince the party who's about to enjoy their banana cream pie or their Jell-O with a bunch of delicious whipped cream on it that the whipped cream has gone bad and that you wouldn't eat it if you were them. And so here I am standing by the camp mess hall kitchen with Bob Bender. I'm the owner and director. He's the assistant director. The great prankster, Bob Bender. And he's got this Jell-O dessert with a bunch of whipped cream on top. And I thought, what the heck? I'll try it. And I was like, dude, I think that that whipped cream is rancid. I wouldn't touch that. And I could not believe my eyes when I saw Bender lift up the Jell-O topped with a mound of whipped cream. And I jammed his face into it so fast. And he came out, he had glasses on. He's about 6'6", this guy. He came out of the camp dining hall kitchen with whipped cream dripping off his glasses and off his nose and off his cheek. And of course, everybody was hysterical laughing. And he was like, all right, you got me. Now, I know that I was going to be gotten back. That just comes with the territory, right? So what Bender let out was that he was not going to get me back that summer. He was going to make me sit through the entire winter wondering what was going to happen the following summer in the Northwoods. But that's not what happened. Back in the day when we would get the boys' attention, whether we be in the dining hall or a large group gathering in the camp rec hall, you would blow a whistle, and that would get their attention. So I'm up in front of the entire camp, a couple hundred boys, about 50, 60 staff members, and I blow my whistle to get everybody's attention. And as I'm making my announcements, this horrible taste comes into my mouth. I finish my announcements. I go enjoy my meal, and then I get up after the meal to make more announcements. I blow my whistle again, and there is that horrible taste in my mouth. And it occurs to me that the bad taste is coming from my whistle. Bender had stolen my camp director whistle and had soaked it in no nail bite stuff. I could not get that taste out of my mouth the rest of the day, and I had to throw the whistle away. And of course, the entire staff that was in on the joke were just rolling with laughter. That's a good prank. This is a good radio station, ladies and gentlemen. It's called WRJM. This is Glenn Klein reminding business owners the proven formula for business success is earning more and spending less. That's why you need to switch to Spectrum Business Internet and Voice. Your business will earn more with reliable internet that's 10 times faster than AT&T, an advanced business phone that includes unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features. Plus, your business will spend less. Just get Spectrum Business Internet for only $39.99 a month and Spectrum Business Voice for only $29.99 a month per line, and your business can save up to $1,400 in your first year alone. And I am not fooling right now. There are no contracts and no hidden fees like AT&T charges. The winning formula for business success equals Spectrum Business. So call 855-327-8001 and switch to Spectrum Business Internet and Voice today so you can earn more and spend less. Call 855-327-8001 and do it now. But don't turn off your radio or your device because we are continuing this Thank God It's Friday, April's Fool Day edition. It's a party on WRJN.
We're having a party.